There is, besides biblical material, I make an effort to connect with pagan material too. And this next poem is called A Priest of Hermes. The way up from here to there may be closed, but the way down from there to here still open wide enough for a slender god like Hermes to slip from the clouds, if you give your evenings to learning about the plants under his influence, the winged and wingless creatures, the rocks and metals, and practice his sacred flute or dulcimer. No prayers, just the effort to make his stay so full of the comforts of home he won't forget it. To build him a shrine he finds congenial, something as simple as roofed pillars without the darkness of an anterior. If you're lucky, he'll want to sit on the steps under the stars for as long as you live and sniff the fragrance of wine and barley as it blows from the altar on a salty sea breeze. He'll want, when you die, to offer his services as a guide on the shadowy path to the underworld. Not till you reach the watery crossing will he leave your side, and even then he'll shout instructions as you slip from your shoes and wade alone into that dark river.